It's Paul Hurst here in Oldham with the Key 103 Media Bus, today with Oldham Council as well, as part of the recycling campaign. You know, the message is clear today. We can save £25 million for public services if we recycle. So we've just come over to the recycling area by Tesco in Oldham, and people are recycling as we speak. And I've just caught up with somebody who's doing that. So first of all, tell us who you are, whereabouts you're from.
My name's David Smith, come from Oldham.
Great. Now, David, you're recycling today. Yep. Is that something that's part and parcel of your everyday life, or is it something that you've had to learn to do, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose it's part and parcel of everyday life now. I suppose I had to learn to do it years ago, but yeah, it's part and parcel of life now.
So why, for you, doesn't everything just go in the same bin? Why recycle?
Because if it goes in the same bin, everything gets mixed up together, and some things are biodegradable and some things aren't. Obviously it's a lot simpler if you put things in different bins, because everything's not the same, obviously.
Is it important to you that recycling is beneficial to the environment, or is it more important that there's a cost that we can save money by recycling?
Probably both, really. Benefits to the environment and the cost that we can save, yeah.
And how long have you been recycling?
As long as the bins have been here, really. Quite a few years now.
I know some people aren't recyclers. You know, everything just gets cobbed in the bin together. What would your message be to people who aren't in the habit of recycling?
Well, it's just like I've just said to Justin. It's just so simple. You know, the bins are here at Tesco's and other stores, so it's not as if you're going miles out of your way to recycle. So most people come into the supermarket, just pop over to the bins and put them in. And the only downside is, like I've just said, is if they haven't got bins for some of the other things, like the main ones, bottles, glass bottles and plastic bottles. They haven't got a bin for that here, so, you know, that's the main thing, really.
My final question today, obviously a lot of the young people are learning about recycling in schools, so we're hoping that the next generation are going to be more recycling savvy. But for Luddites like myself, we weren't brought up with this in our kind of thinking. So what do you think the way to get everybody recycling, what's the best way, do you think?
Just advertise and doing promotions like this. And just speaking to people, and I don't think the majority of people are resistant to it, really. It's not something that's you know, hard to do, or it's not going to be an advantage for the minute anyway. So just like advertise and try not to force them to do it, really. Just you know, ask them to do it. If you try to force people to do it, then they tend to like rebel against that, really.
So a more positive message. And
Definitely, yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'll leave you to it today, David. Thank you very much.
Okay, cheers.
Bye-bye.